fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 29th day of November, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. With the things I'm learning, and I'm sure the things you're learning as well, I want to encourage everybody to check your food and water supply. Keep as much water on hand as you can. It's going to vary from person to person as to what you can do. There are large plastic containers, flexible, that fit inside a bathtub, by the way, to fill up the bathtub and keep the water clean for drinking purposes. You might want to consider getting one of the high-quality water filters that Professor McCanny sells also. And food. I recommend, get this, I recommend a 2-year supply of food. You want to have food on hand you normally eat and bulk grains. Bulk grains is the least expensive, most efficient way to store up the most amount of food in the smallest amount of space, economically, as opposed to freeze-dried food, which is great, but a bit too expensive for most people. So the perfect tip of the day is make sure you got a 2-year supply of food and water that will carry you at least a month, minimum, one month supply of water, if you don't have your own source that you own and control. Okay, that said, we have, as we do most Wednesdays, my friend Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny is a credentialed astrophysicist. He's taught astrophysics at the university level at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University also. He's an accomplished author, having written 10 books and more on the way. Amateur archaeologist, radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Good day today.
It is. Excellent audio. The heads continue to roll in terms of high-profile media and politicians being fired. This morning, the big news is Matt Lauer has been fired from the network for alleged sexual misconduct. And I say alleged because unless there's been a conviction or a finding in court, they are just allegations, unfortunately. It seems like this whole matter has taken on a life of its own, with people, women coming forward to make these allegations, men's careers are being damaged or destroyed, and it looks like it's become quite a media event, hasn't it, Jim?
Yeah. This I'm not sure what exactly to say, but whenever I see something like this, yeah, like you say, what's going on? What's really going on? And it's I don't know. I have no idea. But the entertainment industry is ripe with that, of course. The other question is, in fact, Hollywood makes a lot of mileage off of that, off of the stories and the personal ups and ups and downs of the stars, the so-called stars, you know, and singers and stuff like that. I mean, they get a lot of mileage out of that, about the strange lifestyles or whatever of the, but yeah, in the very serious news media, you wonder what's going on. And these are in mainstream media. So,
no more mainstream than NBC and Matt Lauer. That's about as mainstream as it gets.
Yeah.
I regard what's going on as a massive distraction away from things that really do affect the daily lives of men and women in this country. I was just reading Goldman Sachs analyst saying that there's very few precedents for what's going on in the stock and bond market right now. Those two precedents being the Roaring Twenties and the Golden Fifties, the 1950s, that the bear market inevitably will return. And when Goldman Sachs makes a statement like that, I think people should sit up and pay attention, don't you, Jim?
Well, it's like they're doing wishful thinking, like because the stock market is a runaway train, and you know, typically it's been controlled by the banking forces, and what they would do is they would just plan a Black Friday or a Black Monday, in which the big people would sell off, and the people standing on the floor of the stock market by 8:05 realized this and then started selling what they could sell. But by that time, the crash had already occurred, and they're standing there only responding to something, and then the big money people come back, you know, over the next number of weeks and buy back things at lower discount rates and make all this money. They just suck all the money out of the stock market. And we've seen this happen many times. That's why I don't have stocks. I think it's like, right, You'd be better off playing Las Vegas or Reno, except for shooters.
They are casinos. But I agree with what you're saying, Jim, but it goes a bit deeper than what you said. The Great Depression and what happened in 1929 is a good example. The big money people, you're right, they got out of the market early while it was high, knowing that there was going to be a contrived crash. And then after it crashed, now the real wealth of this country is mines, factories, and farms. That's what creates wealth, mines, factories, and farms. So they were able, they being the wealthy people, were able to buy the real wealth of America, mines, factories, and farms, for 5 cents on the dollar towards the middle and the end of the Great Depression.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what the plan is to be able to do this again. The grandchildren of the people who did this in the 1930s, grandchildren and great grandchildren, stand ready to once again sell all their major assets before the crash, and then come in and buy the mines, factories, and farms for 5 cents on the dollar. It's a pretty smart program if you're on the inside and are part of it, isn't it, Jim?
Well, the only problem is they've got some guy in the White House now named Trump who doesn't work by the same standards. You know, if you had Hillary Clinton there, she'd be in with the Rothschilds and the bankers. She'd be part of it. in lining herself up for being part of it. But right now what you have going on, the reason the stock market is high is because the massive amount of investment coming into the United States, both with corporations that had hid all their money offshore and foreign investors who are wildly investing in the United States right now.
Well, the foreign investors are looking for a safe haven for their money is what they're doing. And the U.S. looked at as a safe haven with the turmoil going on in many other parts of the world. Yes, absolutely they are. Well, let's move on from there, Jim. The other big news, of course, this morning is the missile launch yesterday, I believe it was, by North Korea. And the range now, the analysts are saying, they can now reach Washington, D.C., ignoring the fact that the former director of the CIA, Woolsey, said a couple of months ago, I believe September, that those two satellites that go over the United States every 12 hours on a polar orbit do in fact have nuclear weapons in them, which could take out this country by EMP if they chose to. So there's a lot to digest here, and a lot of information that we need to be aware of. And I don't believe people need to be too caught up in this except to understand there's threats and to make their personal preparations to deal with the threats. What do you think?
Yeah, I heard your prepper tip of the day at the beginning about food and water, which I agree with. But I encourage people, if they haven't gotten their own water filtration system, and gravity is the only one, and make sure it's not a black carbon filter. If you have black carbon filters, they are not for emergency because they're not cleanable. And it's nice when you're pouring nice water from your kitchen faucet into them, but try pouring some flood water or something from the pond into them, and they'll be plugged in about 10 minutes. So you need the ceramic white filters, and you also need ceramic filters that take out all of the pollutants that are in today's water, which mine are the only ones that do that. So anyway, John, you mentioned that you sell those, but what I encourage people to do, if they've not yet purchased a water filter, I suggest go out and get 2 5-gallon buckets or containers of water. In fact, 6 gallons would be better, and then carry it up and down the block for a couple, as long as it takes for you to get really tired.
Right.
And then imagine carrying a water filter, which weighs about 3 pounds, up and down, in fact, less than a gallon of water. Carry that up and down the street for a while. See which one you like to carry more. And so, in storing water is good, but most people don't have a good storage medium. We have tanks on that page too, but the reality is most people, 99.99% of all people, do not have appropriate tanks for storing water. So that brings you back to the idea of a filter. Plus, it's portable. If you have to move or go someplace, you take it with you. The gravity filters, that is. And so, anyway, that's my recommendation. Go out and carry that water up and down the street for a while and figure out, what's better for you, carrying water in 5-gallon buckets or a filter.
My recollection is 5 gallons of water weighs 45 pounds. Does that sound pretty close, Jim?
Well, it's a gallon weighs about 7 pounds. So okay. 5 gallons is 35 pounds. Two of those is 70 pounds, and then hanging off the end of your arms and trying to walk, go for it,
Yeah. It's funny you should mention that. The Army, U.S. Army, is changing its fitness standards to include some practical exercises. One of them is carrying 2 5-gallon containers of water a certain distance. I don't recall what the distance is. That's a real-world test, because carrying water and carrying sandbags is another one of those tests, a 40-pound sandbag. And tossing the 40-pound sandbag over a 7-foot barrier is another one of the tests. But you're right.
The thing about water is that it just is dead weight. You know, it's the difference between carrying a person who's active and a person who's not active. You know, the water is just dead weight, and you're trying to carry this, and it's sloshing around in the bucket or whatever, and you're trying to carry it, and it gets heavy real quick. So, make your choice. But the other thing is buckets of water don't clean themselves. So you can carry your water all you want, but it's still not clean water. So just simple, you know, if you really care for your family, you will have a gravity water filter with ceramic filters that are that have the proper internals that will take out what you're going to meet in the field today. You know, for floods, how many people who are in a flooding situation, if you walk down the street in Houston before the hurricane, a week before, and said, you know, you better get yourself a water filter, how many people would look at you like you were crazy? Well, exactly. After the hurricane, that's the first thing. They all need it. So,
absolutely. Jim, we got a caller and holder. We got Dennis in Wisconsin. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, John and Jim. I had a question. I wanted to get some astronomical binoculars, and I know Jim had talked about them before. I wonder if he had any advice. And do you need a tripod for these?
Okay, you do need a tripod because you don't want to be out there standing there. They're good to use. The nice thing about binoculars is you don't need to use a tripod. You can look around. And what I like to do is lean them up against something, and then you can move around, etc. But if you're looking at something, like right now there's a couple comets up there that you can see with binoculars. And so, yes, you need a good tripod, not the skinny little kind you get at the photo store. You need a good tripod. So once again, get your astronomical equipment, and binoculars are much better than a small telescope. There's more small telescopes sitting in closets today than anything else. So
yes, I have.
Go to an astronomical store online, or if you are lucky enough to have one near you. I know down San Diego there's a few. I'm trying to think of other places I've been. You know, sometimes, you know, go online. If you can actually go there, that's good. You know, support those local stores. But if not, go online. And I recommend getting, well, you have to get coated optics, 100% coated optics, which means that the lenses are ground, and then they coat them to give you a very perfect surface, and that really increases. When you're looking at faint things up in the sky, you need all the help you can get. So you have to have 100% coated lenses and optics. So the prisms, everything have to be coated. And typically that's the case when you're buying from an astronomical store. You know, and expect to pay a bit. I've got various pairs, but my favorite is a big pair, and they have, I think, 50 millimeter. But you can get, I won't say a number as I don't recall offhand, but big lenses. And also make sure that the lenses where your eyes are big. A lot of cheap binoculars have little teeny lenses, and they're real hard on your eyes to look through. So, be prepared to spend some money and get some good large. I mean, the kind that are really, really big, like a foot and a half long, and get yourself a decent tripod, and then go out and get a, you know, star chart. And right now there's a comet called C2016R2 that's doing some real activity up in the sky, and you know, you can see these with good binoculars.
You know, when you say okay. How much, $500 or more?
Dennis, hold on, Dennis, we got a break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 29th of November. Dennis, let's continue with your comments, please, sir.
Yes, thank you. I was just saying, any price range, Jim, that I should not go under?
Well, I'm just pulled up, and the price of these things has come way down. I think that's like anything. If they sell enough of them, they can get the price down. And I'm seeing some Celestron Skymaster with like a 25 power. That's 20 to 25. You don't want to go more than that with astronomical binoculars because you want a wide field of view. But the exit or the incoming, the big lens is out in the front. You want to be 80 millimeters or bigger. But also very important is that the eyepiece lens, but all of these like Celestron and those, I'm not advertising for them. I'm just saying that's a brand that's,
sure.
They will have fully coated optics, you know, and this is, they're competing with other brands. But here's one for like $74, you know.
Oh, my Lord.
And so if you're camping and stuff like that, it's also good to have some kind of a sponge coating on them. So if you bump them around, those optics are real sensitive. And then also have a strap on them so that and when you give it to your best buddy or your kids, make sure they have the strap on, because the first thing they're going to do is drop them. I was on a camping trip one time, and this guy goes, "Can I use your binoculars?" And I said, "If you put the strap on, I don't need a strap." The first thing he did is bounce it off a rock and into the lake, dropped it. So anyway, make sure you have a strap on it. And that I myself put a strap on it because, you know, it's just a safety thing for good optics, you know. And so, but you can go up into the hundreds of dollars, you know, many hundreds of dollars. Here was one for a couple hundred. But make sure that the eyepiece that you look through is big, because that is what allows you to look through these for a long period of time. So I see one here is four. One is 4 millimeters. That's pretty small. You want a really, really big, you know, like a centimeter, 10 centimeters or 10 millimeters or something. And that costs money. So anyway, but if you're spending that much money, dig deep in your pocket, because you're not going to buy this twice.
Well, okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate the expert advice.
You're welcome, Dennis. You're welcome. Thank you for the call. Jim, I at one time took a Celestron astronomical telescope and converted it to run with a 35-millimeter camera, which I use for surveillance purposes. It worked out really nice. I could photograph anything, any distance.
Yeah.
It was quite. One investigator friend of mine bought it from me. Jim, we got a bottom-of-the-hour break coming up. Tell us real quick how people can listen to your radio show, please.
Yeah, every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee. The frequencies are on my webpage for the wintertime frequency, and then re-airs on WTWW on Friday night, 10 p.m., Saturday morning, 3 a.m. And then my paid cast is available, $3.95 a month, is available on my webpage, an extra hour every week of pure scientific information. So encourage people to go there. My webpage is jmccsci.com, and John, you have a link there from your page.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, we had a lot to cover here. Bob and the hour break coming up momentarily, and as soon as the break's over, we'll get back to discussing the issues of the day. I think we're going to have a president advocating, saying Merry Christmas to each other. We may even have schools go back to having a Christmas break instead of a winter break. What do you think, Jim?
Well, interesting. I mean, it was developed as a Christian nation. There seems to be no problem with talking about Muslim nations, but there does seem to be a political correctness about saying this is a Christian nation. And, of course, that was designed to destroy it because they don't like, you know, it's anyway, not going into all of that. But, that's interesting for people who are Christians and grew up in this country and of all walks of life. I like it. You know,
I do, too. I would love to see these school boards have the courage to call the Christmas break to Christmas break instead of the winter break. That would be excellent, and it really needs to happen.
There's no place that's gotten more political correctness than the school board.
That seems like the case. We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 29th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. A quick update here, and this is more for the benefit of Professor McKinney than the regular listeners. Our newest image of North America with a new coastline, it's an image from a documentary about the bogus make-believe religion called Scientology. And L. Ron Hubbard. The image shows L. Ron Hubbard in a brown tuxedo standing next to a globe, and the globe does not have Florida or Baja California on it. That's just recently posted earlier this week at my website at thelibertyman.com. The listener who found that, they picked one of my five DVDs as a thank you that was shipped to them yesterday, I believe it was. And the project moves forward. If you have time to watch movies and TV shows, the last 65 years or so worth of TV shows and movies, keep an eye out for another image of a continent with new coastlines. Get the screen capture, get that to me, and you also get to pick any of my five DVDs as a thank you. Also, my website are energy cleaners and mattress pads. This is my home business. This is what I do. When you place your order, I'm the guy that packs up the energy cleaner, takes it to the counter at the little country post office in Terryville, Missouri, where there's a all-you-can-eat catfish buffet every Friday for less than $10. And when you get a mattress pad, I'm the guy that reconfigures them and does the same thing. I pack them up and take them to the little country post office in Terryville, Missouri, where the guys sit around the round table and talk about deer hunting and fishing and cattle. And a myriad of other topics, who's got the best rifle and so forth. Only $285 for an energy cleaner. If you have any issues with pain or sleep, you need an energy cleaner. Keep in mind, I have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day. Don't try to call me. This is auto line only. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked to my links page. Jim, there's the war drums are beating, to say the least. The things I'm reading from both open source and from private sources have me very concerned. I got an alert on the top of my website right now, Jim, as of Monday. My understanding recently has been that Obama's administration was actively blocking any attempt to protect the national power grid. It was not just a matter of the normal dysfunction in Washington, D.C. in the swamp, and was something that was inadvertent. No, it was actually an active attempt to block the recommendations of the EMP Commission to protect the national power grid. I can only come to one conclusion, Jim. That conclusion being that the Obama administration and President Hussein Obama himself wanted to make this country vulnerable to EMP attack. Your response, sir?
Well, now, what was the recommendation of the committee? Was it the smart grid?
No. The smart grid does not protect the power grid, and you and I had some private communication with that. That's nothing to do with protecting from EMP.
Right.
That would be a matter of the proper equipment properly installed to protect the national power grid so that it would not be permanently damaged by EMP attack. So, no, the smart grid is something else. That's a matter of...
wanted to mention this, too, in my communication with you, that Obama was pushing the smart grid.
Exactly.
And they were trying to push it as being something that could protect the grid. But it was a giant boondoggle to put a lot of computerized equipment on the grid to monitor things, and primarily it was meant to monitor people and shut off their power if they were not good citizens, according to the Obama criteria. And so, if Hillary would have been elected, you would all be monitored right now for good behavior. You would be going to happy camps. This was going to accelerate into like a never land that you couldn't even imagine. But that didn't happen. But the smart grid was designed, to have computer equipment. The problem was that in an EMP, that's moving at the speed of light in the ground, in the air, and a computer, by the time it decides an EMP happened, that signal is already passed at the speed of light, and it's going to the next station where the computers are going to be sitting there trying to figure out what to do. So a smart grid was the exact way to not protect the grid. But Tesla designed the shunts. They're called shunts. And basically it's an inductor, and it acts naturally when an EMP or a pulse comes in an electric circuit. It blocks it naturally, and it could also trigger opening up that circuit physically instantaneously to block any further activity. So you would basically isolate the grid elements, and the grid is set up to do that. It's just that it was never designed for EMPs. It was only designed for surges, normal surges within the, like lightning bolts or things like that. But anyway, the grid is subject to damage from EMPs. So, but it's an effort that has to take time. It takes equipment, extra equipment, more than what's there, but it has to be what we call passive. In other words, non-intelligent shunts, and these are inductors, basically, which block changes in the electromagnetic field that's in the system. And as soon as it senses that, by setting up a reverse EMF in the circuit, it blocks it. And if it gets to a certain point, it's like any kind of fuse. A fuse is a dumb element in a circuit, and it's simply set to burn out at, 20 amps, like in your common in your house, 15 or 20 amps. If you go over that, you either trip it or burn out the fuse. And it's a dumb element, but it opens up the circuit, so nothing else can pass through that circuit. But anyway, that takes time and money, etc.
It does. According to the AMP Commission, the entire National Power Grid could be protected for the equivalent dollar amount of 1 1/3 B-1 bombers. Just to put it in terms that people can analyze and make some sense of. The way they spend and throw money around up there, Jim, that's not a lot when it is inevitable that even if there's not a man-made EMP, it is, in fact, inevitable that at some point in time a coronal mass ejection will smack this planet in a manner that it did in 1859 with the Carrington event. And in fact, we barely missed one in 2012. And it's just a matter of time before one does, in fact, hit this planet. So it needs to happen. And by the way, the EMP Commission's funding was taken away in September, so the EMP Commission is no longer in service, by the way. As of September.
Yeah, but it does have to happen, and definitely, and it's something that's very doable. It's very simple, but it takes time and money. And the end result is damage to the grid. Most of the equipment is made offshore right now for the big transformers and when you see a wired off region with a grid substation, that equipment is not readily available in a warehouse someplace. And so damage to the grid would be very difficult to repair. Plus all the infrastructure that depends on electricity would not be functional. So to repair and, like, for example, just getting trucks electric pumps to pump fuel into the trucks to move the equipment.
Right.
The infrastructure is 100% dependent on electricity.
Right. Well, let me give the shorthand version of what you're saying here, Jim. Everything you need to fix what's broken is also broken.
Right. So, right. Exactly.
Yeah. And it's the estimates are that 9 out of 10 Americans in the first 12 months would be dead from disease, drinking bad water, lack of food, starvation, so forth, lack of medication.
Yeah. How many percent?
What was the percent? 9 out of 10 Americans would be dead the first 12 months because of lack of clean drinking water and food, and medication would be gone. The average American consumes 4 pharmaceutical prescription products a day. And some consume none, like myself. Some consume 8, 10, or 12 a day. Those will be gone in 2 to 4 weeks.
Right.
The first drink of bad water you take is a one-way ticket to dehydration, diarrhea, and death. A bad scenario that is a clear and present danger. We need lots of things to protect this country besides missiles and Marines. We also need to protect the power grid. And keep in mind that the former head of the CIA, Admiral Woolsey, came out in September saying that those two North Korean satellites that go over us on a polar orbit every 12 hours, they have nuclear devices in them as well. So we certainly have a situation here where we're very ripe for the pickings, in my belief.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to get it. I've tried to get information up into the upper levels of this country, and even with Trump, it's difficult now. Possibly you have some mechanisms. If those top generals cannot do it, I mean, how are you or me or some other, John Q. Public going to do it? Or Susie Q. Public?
Exactly.
Whatever.
Exactly. Well, all we can do is take care of ourselves and the people we care about. We don't have any control over these big matters. And that's what I advocate, is people take control of their own lives, and make sure that their family is going to be provided for. And these events are going to run their course, whether we do something or don't do something. They're going to run their course. That's inevitable. But people can be prepared. People can take charge and do something positive, regardless of their financial wherewithal. Even if you've only got, can clean out two-liter soda bottles and fill them with clean drinking water, that's better than nothing. Whatever it takes, do something. Bags of beans and rice from the local supermarket don't cost a whole lot. Stock up on those. And, of course, I advocate people being part of a hobby farm 100 or more miles from a major city at a good elevation. I think that's the best solution to all these things, don't you, Jim?
Well, yeah, a garden and a greenhouse, which allows you three-season greens and have some chickens or something like that, is a good plan.
It is.
So, you know, this people just are totally dependent on going to the grocery store, and that's going to end in about 3 minutes, you know, if you're in a major city.
That's so, right.
John, I was going to mention yesterday, the 28th of November, we usually have about 12 or 15 what we call fireballs that come into the atmosphere. These are just normal everyday occurrences. Yesterday we had 91, which was very interesting. And some days you hardly see any, and like yesterday there was a flurry of these. Most of these are pieces of rock that are actually in orbit around Earth, and they're finally coming into our atmosphere and burning up. But sometimes it peaks, and it looks like yesterday we had a peak. I also wanted to mention that isn't it interesting in a year where all of a sudden in late August we had this flurry of hurricanes for no reason at all, all of a sudden, again, there are none. So isn't that interesting? And don't you think the boys and girls up at the Hurricane Prediction Center would say, well, gee, isn't that funny? We had all of these major hurricanes. Every single one of them did major damage to land masses, you know, and repeatedly some of them. And all of a sudden, there's none again. Well, if El Nino or La Nina or any of their other bogus motivations for hurricanes are true, then shouldn't we just, like, still have hurricanes? Unless they're man-made, of course.
Good point, Jim. You're pointing out the obvious, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it takes someone like yourself to point out the obvious. And, of course, the head of the Hurricane Center resigned about 3 or 4 years ago.
A number of years ago, Dr. William Gray, and he said, Nothing they're doing there has any validity at all. Those are his exact words. And he was the guy that helped develop all of the computer systems to predict hurricanes and the paths of hurricanes, etc. And he said it is not a single bit of validity to any of it.
Well, that's pretty damning evidence. And, of course, somebody took his place and is drawing a paycheck, looking forward to a pension for doing all this bogus work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Exactly. Yep.
And Well, I found out early as a very young man in the U.S. Army that the temptation of a paycheck and a pension will have men involved in employment that they don't particularly care for. Most of the Green Berets I worked with at Fort Bragg were headed up, were just absolutely disgusted with the Vietnam War. But they had families, wives and children. They had invested a lot of time in a career. And the adult responsible thing to do was to stay in that career, drawing that paycheck and getting that pension to retire at about age 40 or 45 years old and go on with their lives. But that's what a paycheck and a pension will do, is get men and women to do things they really don't want to do.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly right. And that you see that every place. You see it in science. Science is ripe with people who are there just collecting a paycheck, you know, whether it's global warming or comets or dirty snowballs. You know, seeing those kids going to college and making sure your career is solid so that the house payment gets made,
right,
and the,
right,
the wife has a, you know, and your retirement is coming. Well, what is more important, right, truth or that paycheck?
Well, people will put the paycheck ahead of the truth. We got a call on hold. We got a break. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here. We are trying to get these phone calls in here, Jim. First, we go to Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Yeah, I'll go quick. You know, we have Matt Lauer, maybe you mentioned it, got, of course, canned for sexual improprieties, right, this morning early. That was great news. These lefties seem to have a real problem keeping their pants up, or the girls, their skirts down, but and I almost hesitate to mention this because, you know, I think we're all going to feel like we need a shower with broken glass and salt when it's over. But Trump's never-ending gun battle with Rosie O'Donnell, whom he claims is a disgusting person. Apparently, she has a new show out there now called SMILTF, Single Moms I'd Like To. And then you have the F. You don't need a you don't need a wind talker, a code talker to figure this out. It's not a real advanced code. Made a statement on one of the recent shows about Jesus Christ and Mary, and indicated that Mary was probably sexually abused and would have liked to have had an abortion. So I almost hesitate to bring this up this close to Christmas, but you know, these people, this deep state and these crazy people, they're not even close to done with the Christians. They're just not going to give up. So I just thought I would. I know that's not about binoculars, which, by the way, that was a fascinating thing. I will, but I'll let you get on to your other callers.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Rick. Any follow-up there, Jim, before we go to our next caller?
Well, yeah, I agree with that. And the entertainment, so-called entertainment business, is ripe with people with really distorted brains. I mean, I was recently in Chicago, and they were talking about Oprah Winfrey buying the top two floors of one of the towers there to convert into her personal abode. And the deal fell through because she couldn't cut the flooring out between them, and they wouldn't allow her to because it was a structural issue of the building. And so she bought another place. You know, it's disgusting. These people are disgusting people.
Amazing. Let's get our last caller here. Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, gentlemen. I apologize. I tuned in a little late. Professor, if you haven't touched on Fukushima, could you bring us up to date, and I'll listen to you on the radio?
The Fukushima, the Japanese want to dump a lot of bad water, less polluted water, into the ocean, because they've not done anything. And Fukushima is an international disaster. Nobody's paying any attention to it. It could have been solved in the beginning. Now it's an economic or ecological and economic disaster. I'm speechless. It's beyond beyond the pale.
Jim, I know we're almost out of time, but those first few days, the Japanese were more or less pretending it wasn't happening and not soliciting any outside help. If expert help had gotten there from outside sources those first few days, could it have had a different outcome?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they could have shut it down. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
And well, Obama didn't do anything either on purpose, just like the BP oil spill.
Right.
Obama
right.
blocked the companies from getting in there that could have done something.
Make it as bad as possible. Jim, thank you, sir. Have you back next week.
Thank you, John.
Okay, top of the hour break. We'll have open lines after the break. Stay tuned.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.